never open his head. No need. I scan him, anyway. Nothing in there. Him already clean. Then why the hell would... And then suddenly it all made sense. Quirrenbach did not need to have his implants removed because, if he had ever had any to start with, they had been removed years earlier, during the plague. Quirrenbach was not from Grand Teton at all. He was not even from outside the system. He was local talent, and he had been recruited to follow me down and find out what was making me tick. He had been working for Ryvich. Ryvich had reached Chasm City ahead of me, travelling down while I was still having my memories reassembled by the Ice Mendicants. A few days' lead was not much, but it had obviously been sufficient time to recruit some help. Quirrenbach might have been his first point of contact, and then Quirrenbach had returned to orbit and mingled with the immigrants who had just arrived from beyond the system. His mission would have been simple enough. Investigate the people revived from the Orvieto and find someone who might just possibly be a hired killer. I thought back to how it had all happened. First, I had been accosted by Vadim in the commons of the Strelnikov. I had shrugged off Vadim, but a few minutes later I had seen him beating up Quirrenbach. I had crossed the commons sphere, forcing Vadim to give up on Quirrenbach, and then I had beaten up Vadim myself. I remembered well how it had been Quirrenbach who urged me not to kill him. At the time, I put it down to forgiveness on his part. Afterwards, Quirrenbach and I had then crawled to Vadim's quarters. I remembered again how Quirrenbach had at first seemed uneasy as we rifled through his belongings, Quirrenbach questioning the morality of what I was doing. I had argued with him, and then Quirrenbach had been forced to go along with the theft. All along, I hadn't seen the obvious. That Quirrenbach and Vadim were working together. Quirrenbach had needed a way to get close to me without rousing my suspicions, a way to find out more about me. The two of them had set me up, Vadim undoubtedly hurting Quirrenbach in the commons, but only because they needed that realism. They must have known I would be unable to resist intervening, especially after my earlier brush with Vadim. Later, when we had been attacked in the carousel, I remembered how I had seen Quirrenbach standing to one side, restrained by the other man, while I took the brunt of Vadim's punishment. I should have seen it then. Quirrenbach had latched onto me, which implied that he was very good at his job, that he had singled me out amongst all the passengers on the ship, but it was not necessarily like that. Ryvich might have employed half a dozen other agents to tail other passengers, all using different stratagems to get close to their targets. The difference was, the others were all shadowing the wrong person, and Quirrenbach, by luck or intuition or deduction, had hit the bullseye. But there was no way he could have known for sure. In all the conversations we had had, I had still been careful enough not to give away anything which would have established my identity as Kaweya's security man. I tried to put myself in Quirrenbach's position. It must have been very tempting for him and Vadim to kill me, but they could not do that. Not until they had become totally certain that I was the real assassin. If they had killed me then, they would never know for sure that they had got the man they were after, and that doubt would always shadow them. So Quirrenbach had probably been planning to tail me for as long as it took, as long as it took to establish a pattern, that I was after a man called Ryvich for some purpose unspecified. Visiting Dominica's was an essential part of his disguise. He must not have realized that, as a soldier, I would lack implants and would therefore not require the good madame's talents, but he had taken it calmly, trusting me with his belongings while he was under the knife.